And turning to Vatican News, it was announced today that the new book by Pope Benedict, titled Jesus of Nazareth, will be released on April the 16th, his 80th birthday. It was also announced today that the Pope accepted the resignation of Cardinal Eduardo Martinez Somalo as Camerlengo, the post in charge of matters dealing with a papal death and which runs the Vatican until a new pope is elected. The Holy Father named Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone to take over the office. In his general audience before Easter, Pope Benedict XVI discussed the liturgical celebrations of Holy Week today, as Lydia O'Kane reports.
Speaking to the thousands of pilgrims and tourists gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly general audience, Pope Benedict XVI began by reflecting on Christ's death and resurrection, saying it was a time of contemplation and a time when we can in faith unite ourselves with Jesus.
Dear brothers and sisters, as we approach to the end of Lent and the commemoration of Christ's passion, death and resurrection, the Church's liturgy invites us to contemplate the mystery of the cross, to acknowledge our sinfulness and in faith, to unite ourselves with Jesus in his saving Passover from death to life.
The Holy Father went on to talk about the liturgical celebrations associated with Holy Week, saying they were not mere commemorations of the past.
Holy Thursday, with its celebration of the Christmas and the Mass of the Lord's Supper, evokes gratitude for Christ's institution of the sacraments of the Eucharist and Holy Orders, and for his new commandment of love. Good Friday is centered on the gospel of the Lord's Passion and the adoration of his Holy Cross, the source of our salvation. The somber silence of Holy Saturday is a prelude to the joy of the Easter Vigil, with its proclamation of Christ's victory over sin and death, the gift of his grace in the sacrament of baptism, and the renewal of our baptismal promises. These liturgical celebrations are not mere commemorations of past events. They introduce us to ever-present reality of God's saving power.
Pope Benedict concluded his audience address by imparting his apostolic blessing upon the crowd.
I offer my prayerful good wishes for a happy and spiritual enriching celebration of Easter. Good Easter time to all of you.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.